Hello and welcome. You're listening to the You Do Woo podcast, and I'm your host, Allison Cullen. I'm a mom with a background in business and counseling, but I've always been tapped into the more woo-woo side of everyday life. I'm here to take you on an exploration of your spirituality, give you helpful life hacks, help you on this evolution through motherhood, and give you a weekly dose of useful woo. If you need your cup filled, your mind expanded, and you want to increase your manifestation abilities at the same time, you've come to the right place. Let's get started. Happy May, everybody. I hope y'all have been enjoying my energy update episodes. I have been doing this once a year for like the new paradigm updates, but this has felt fun to do the past few months for monthly energy updates, and I hope you're enjoying them. Let me know if you like them. Let me know if you don't like them, if you don't listen to them. I try to keep them short and sweet, and hopefully they're helpful to you, and they give you a little bit of something to work with for the coming weeks ahead. May is going to be really interesting. So just so you know, the way that I get this information is from a few different ways. Some are downloads. Those come to me during my quiet time with God in the morning, during dreams, just when I'm sitting and doing a human design reading and something comes out of my mouth and I'm like, where the heck did that come from? So I write it down and I'm like, maybe this is applicable to everybody and not just this person. It sort of depends. Then some of it has to do with astrology and what's going on in the stars and what gates are activated within human design that month and what is coming around the collective, like what conversations I've been having with people in my communities, in alchemy, in my Voxer mastermind, and in my one-on-one readings. So it just seems like these are collective themes that are happening. And I have basically molded them all together. I write down everything and then I sort of look at like three or four or five that are coming up more often. And I put them together in an energetic update for you. And it'll be really interesting to look back at each month and be like, okay, what did come through for everybody? So go back and listen to the Marches and April energy update to see if any of that was applicable for you. And I'd love to know as we go through the coming weeks of May, if these themes are applicable and come up for you as well. So I only have three for this month of May. One is sovereignty. One is debt payoff. And this is not just in 3D reality money. We're going to talk about some other things too. And then intergalactic communication. We're going to talk about aliens real quick. Okay, sovereignty. Sovereignty, I have two parts for this. Sovereignty part one is about staying grounded, and sovereignty part two is about tapping into your power. So sovereignty part one, staying grounded. April, as y'all know, was a lot of inner individual turmoil. I heard some crazy stories. I had my own crazy stories. Crazy, crazy inner shadow work, inner ego stuff, control and power issues coming out on a personal relationship basis. Holy goodness. So many of us who are married had really hard, intense Aprils. Lord have mercy. May will be very opposite. We will start the long journey of a more external collective turmoil as we head toward the end of the year, especially in the US. We're having an election year. That's going to be fun. Our job as individuals during this time is to stay grounded, and May is a really potent time to do this. In the show notes, I'm going to share, I really love this Instagram post from this gal, this astrology gal that I follow. Her name's Sabrina. Her handle's Rewilding for Women. I really love it. And I think in this post, I'm not looking at it right now. I should have grabbed it first, but it says, only go as fast as you can also stay aligned. And it has this picture of this girl like on the back of this huge turtle. So it's like, hey, slow down, get into alignment, and go as slow as possible. Don't go too fast to where you get ungrounded or unaligned. And that is the vibe for me. There's going to be a lot of external shifts. So we need to make sure as individuals to keep internally calm and just be steady and slow. We get the opportunity all month long to practice grounding and regulating our nervous systems. Make sure you're in nature a lot. Make sure there's a lot of grounding, stillness, meditation. Tap into the vibe of bliss. Tap into the vibe of just nature, like hearing the wind, the water, the birds. I've heard this from so many people. There's new bliss codes coming through. There's a lot of grace bombs coming through. Tap into that bliss and that grace as much as possible this month. It's going to be a lot more coming in that feels really good for the month of May. In 3D reality, a lot of turbulence is going to continue, going to start up, going to amp up, but we get to choose to stay in 5D as much as possible. You don't have to be like, if you have a house and renovations are going on, you can go live at a plush hotel while the renovations are going on. That's the vibe. So 3D reality, lots of renovations going on. You can go stay at the 5D hotel. There's some nuances to that. We talk about it inside our Alchemy membership. So if you need to bring things to the table, make sure you have a spiritual community that you meet up with regularly. Our next Alchemy call is going to be Monday, May 13th at 11 a.m. Central. We usually go for about 90 minutes. We talk about all of the different things. If you don't have a spiritual community yet that you meet with many times during the month of May, come be a part of ours in Alchemy. If you already have one, then go tap into that. We're all going to need spiritual communities. And it's going to get more and more intense this year. And the need for that's going to grow. I talked about that in the April episode, but that's just ongoing throughout the whole year, throughout this whole transition shift that we're approaching in 2027. Okay, sovereignty part two, tapping into your power. You must realize your power, even when there are limitations being put on us by people who are quote unquote in power. Definitely check out the In Power movement show notes. The link is in the show notes. I've been talking about this for a while now. I know that the YouTube video is an hour long. It is well worth the watch. There's so much interesting information in there. If joining the In Power movement isn't necessarily for you, please send this information to someone who you know who is an activist, because this is something that's sort of underground right now, but it needs to be talked about more. And there's a lot of good change happening because of this movement. Two things in the cosmos that are happening. Two things: Mars is entering Aries and Pluto is moving stationary tomorrow, May 2nd. Mars entering Aries means there's a lot of global energy around courage and bravery and sovereignty. Total In Power movement vibes. If you've watched the YouTube, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, go watch it. Link in show notes. Definitely, if you feel the energy to create something new, a new project, something like that, dive in. Now is a great time for new things. With Pluto moving stationary, there is an attempt to control by authorities, an assertion of power. It can feel stressful, like on our way in to this transit, but it then settles down. The purpose of this transit is to not get up in arms and to cause more polarity, but to really step into your power and to do the things that you have control over, which is regulating yourself, grounding yourself, and joining some sort of community that's spiritual or an activist community that helps you feel like you're doing something that you have control over. And a lot of times we don't have control over very many things, or we take action that we feel like is moving the needle and it's not really. And that's why I'm so vocal, I guess, about the In Power movement, is because it's actually putting money on the table, which is when you get people to make change, is when money is involved. really sadly, that's the only thing to get politicians to do anything. So there you go. Go check it out. You have to. You'll see what I'm talking about after you watch the video. So this is really the time to step into your sovereignty, to take control over your reactivity. This is something I've started practicing last December, got good at it. Then end of March, early April, it was like I rewinded back 15 years and was acting like an idiot, reactive 25-year-old. It was really sad to see. And then realized that, stepped back into my higher self in this 40-year-old version of Allison instead of 25-year-old version of Allison. And I was like, wow, I'm in huge gratitude for all the growth that I've done over the past 15 years. And stepping backwards was a little bit scary and unnerving and not me. And let's just leave that there. It was God's reminder of how I used to be. And we get to move forward in a new reality. So that is the vibe for sovereignty. Next one, number two, debt payoff. This is not just debt and physical reality, although that is one of the things, but it is paying off karmic debt as well as 3D reality debt for banks, credit cards, loans, things like that. A big part of this is to vibe into that abundance and bliss. Tap into this bliss as much as possible. I already talked about this. New bliss codes are coming in. New grace codes are coming in. Tap into this as much as possible by getting into nature, doing grounding, meditation, stillness. The more you can tap into bliss, the more you're going to be able to release ancestral trauma, generational trauma, past life trauma, childhood trauma, all of that. Now is a really potent time for shedding karma and past baggage, losing emotional charge around that past trauma, and actually alchemizing any quote unquote negative situation that comes into our life. We are now able to say, this is for my good. This hard thing, this chaos, this pain, this suffering is to grow my consciousness and to help me to tap into the things that I actually desire, that my soul desires. As far as money goes, like actual physical reality 3D money, now this month is a great plan for debt payoff. I am personally going through this one the past couple of months. At first, it wasn't fun or pretty because it was during the time of Pisces season and Aries season, and it was just a lot of emotions, a lot of fire. But the Taurus energy really supports this, and you will feel more stable in creating a plan for debt payoff. If you do need help with this, my 7-day money magnet bootcamp is a really great place to get started to manifest extra overflow that you can use to then pay off debt you have, or you can create a slow and steady debt payoff situation as well. But the 7-day money magnet bootcamp is a great place to start for that. You get that actually for free by joining my Alchemy membership. So that might be what you want to do. You get the spiritual community, you get to Zoom with us, and then that could be the first course you start on. You might start with 7-day money magnet. That takes you 7 days and it's awesome. And then on day 8, go into the getting rich course. That course, I know it's called the Feminine Art of Getting Rich. It's not just about money. There's a lot deeper things there, but I've had students in that course who have manifested so much more money than me. It's hilarious. I probably at this time could stand to go back through that course because it's been a couple of years. Anyways, start with the 7-day money magnet bootcamp. That will be very potent to do during this month of May. And you get that for free in the Alchemy membership. Also, just as far as shedding karma, past life baggage, there's a couple of books that I love that I really recommend that are about our soul's journey and our past lives. One is called Wheels of a Soul. It's actually a Kabbalah book. Highly recommend. Jenna Zoe says it's her favorite Kabbalah book. She's my human design mentor. And then Journey of Souls. That is a really good one too. So Wheels of a Soul and Journey of Souls are two books that I highly recommend that you can read about and sort of get an idea of maybe what past life karma that you're still carrying and be intentional about releasing it during this month of May. And lastly, this one's the most exciting to me, I feel like, intergalactic communication. So I had a dream two nights ago of a huge tidal wave coming, which that can sometimes represent, it doesn't necessarily represent like natural disasters in real life. It can represent like overwhelm and overwhelming emotions, which is very spot on in my current 3D reality situation. I'm actually not freaking out on a daily basis, but there's a lot of 3D reality stuff that 10 years ago, I would be having constant, like everyday panic attacks. And I'm right now okay. Did have a tiny panic attack, I think around the eclipse time, 3 days before the eclipse, the solar eclipse. But that was sort of par for the course for a lot of people. So I'm okay. Anyways, during that, it was a tidal wave. And then up above the tidal wave that was coming towards us was a huge alien mothership. So this intergalactic communication could start coming in many ways. It might come personally to you through dreams, actual communication from intelligence from other galaxies that we get on Earth. There could be press releases of alien communication or past encounters, like things from the past 100 years, even if it's not new present day communication, just this knowledge coming out in mainstream media news will shift collective, like all of humanity's collective consciousness profoundly. So this is being talked about a ton right now. It's so funny because I was looking up something and something came up. I was in Houston and something came up. NASA in May is having like a fun run, a 5K or something. And it's called like something in aliens. Oh my God. I'm going to have to look that up for y'all. I'll just pay attention to my Instagram. I'll share about it on Instagram because it was so funny. I was like, oh my God, NASA is even talking about the aliens this month. It's just on point, right? Also, they could show up as more so the vibe of angels. Definitely check out the idea of angels. I'll try to share on my Instagram some of this week as well, so you can guys can see what I'm talking about. I'm not saying that all angels are aliens. I do think there are angelic forces and actual angels like Angel Gabriel and like all that stuff that are, you know, like for real angels that are not aliens from another planet. We don't know. Everything's very, no one knows. No one knows what or who these things are and all the stuff. But I will start sharing on my Instagram some of the ideas of what angels are and the purposes that they serve, because the idea of intergalactic communication could come through for you in the form of angels if you're more open to that rather than UFOs or aliens or anything like that. If you are into aliens, there's some fun resources that I have for you. One is just a fun comedy TV show, and it's super entertaining. I think there was only 2 seasons of it. I don't know why they didn't make more because it's such a good show. It's called People of Earth. I think you can watch it on Amazon Prime or YouTube TV. Anyways, just Google People of Earth. Go and watch some of the episodes. It is the cutest show, and it like sort of gives you a basic idea of aliens. To dig a little deeper, there's an amazing book on Pleiadians, which are one type of alien, called Bringers of the Dawn. That's probably my favorite Pleiadian book out there. If you have others that you've read, please DM me and tell me about them because I would love to read more in the coming months. And then obviously, probably a lot of y'all have heard of Ancient Aliens. I love the vibe. Some of the time, it's sort of like documentary style. It's been going on for decades. I don't know what season they're are they on, like season 20? I don't know. Anyways, Ancient Aliens is interesting. The only thing that irks me about that is that they sort of repeat things over and over. And then some of the people on there are really hard to take seriously. I'll on Instagram this week share my coffee cup of, there's one guy. I mean, I think he lives in the US, but he's Greek and he has crazy hair. Caroline calls him the crazy alien guy. Anyways, interesting information, lots of stuff over history that we think that aliens might have had a part in, including the pyramids and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of history there, regardless of if there's aliens or not, which is, it's a cool show to watch. But there's some things about that where I'm like, okay, they could have done this in a little bit less hokey of a way, but it's still interesting. So there you go. That's our May energy update. Sovereignty, debt payoff, karmic and 3D reality money, and then intergalactic communication. I would love to hear from y'all how each of these show up for y'all in the month of May. And I'll see you on the other side for June's energy update.
Thank you so very much for tuning in to another episode of You Do Woo. I know that you already have a very full life and that there are literally millions of podcasts that you could be listening to. So I'm super grateful to you for being a loyal listener. And I'm so grateful for you sharing your favorite episodes with friends and family members. That is how we are able to serve more people and raise the collective consciousness and really get the word out on a bunch of these fun spiritual topics that we're talking about. I would love to connect with you. Send me a DM on Instagram at YouDoWoo, all one word. I'd love to hear how you loved today's episode and just a little bit about you. I can't wait to connect.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.
I'm Andrea Askowitz.
And I'm Allison Langer. And we are the host of Writing Class Radio, a podcast, but we are so much more. We have writing classes. So if you are looking for live online classes where you can join a community, write to a prompt, get feedback, and get better, check out all our classes at writingclassradio.com.
And listen to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts and at writingclassradio.com.